Where do you even start? You start by believing that you have your life all planned out, right? You're this person, this whole person who has this vision and knows what they want to do in their life and where they want to go in life and how they're going to fucking get there, right? And then what happens? You know, you make adjustments, you make changes, you think you're on the right track, and then life happens. Life fucking happens. Life comes up at you, it shows up, and it shows out. And it shows us that as much as we believe we are in control, there are things that we just aren't in control of. There are struggles that will come our way that we didn't see coming. There are demons and consequences from actions and patterns of previous generations that we will have to endure in battle. And we have to make the decision, are we going to continue to endure them and say, it is what it is. This is the life I've been given. This is who I am. Or are we going to fight back against them and break those patterns? I see, like, I had a vision in my head. I watched my mother and my grandmother want affection and love from men so bad that they settled for relationships that were toxic. They settled for relationships that were basically like dead ends, meaning that they weren't going to grow into anything more than what they were at that current level. I watched them be so negative and hard on themselves. I watched them be hard to give love to their children. My relationship with my mother suffered because of that. Not because she wasn't a good mom. She did the best that she could with what she had. And it took me until now, until my 37th and 38th year of life, to realize she was a woman with her own traumas that were unresolved and unhealed as well. And she didn't have the tools and the resources, or maybe even the knowledge, to heal from those things, to heal from the trauma of her past, of her childhood, of her teenage years, of her adult years. And it carried on and carried forward to me. But what I wasn't going to do was, I was not going to have the same type of relationship with men that they had. I was going to get married. I wasn't going to stay in a 12, 15, 16, 20 year relationship and never get married. And I wasn't going to play house, because that was part of being in a long-term relationship without any type of engagement ring or marriage, none of it. And once I got married, I was not going to get divorced. Mm-mm. I wasn't going to be a divorcee. That was not a statistic that I was going to play a part of. Neither was I going to have children by multiple men. Didn't want to be part of that statistic either, because I seen how that played out in my family. You know, so I had this whole plan. I was going to finish college. I was going to become a therapist or a doctor, have my own practice. I was going to get married. We were going to buy a house. We were going to have two children. You know, that was the goals that I had for my life. And then life showed up and it happened. And I began battling demons that I didn't even know that I had, because they had just been passed down from generation to generation, right? I wasn't going to be a single mom. I wasn't going to rent an apartment or a house forever. I wasn't going to make stupid financial mistakes. I just wasn't. I wasn't. I wasn't. I wasn't. Until one day I was. See, without knowing it, we begin to follow and repeat the same patterns of our past, of of the generations before us, of the ancestors before us. And majority of the time, they're not always the good patterns. Majority of the times, they are the generational curses. People don't think generational curses are real. But if you sit with yourself long enough and examine yourself and become self-aware and look at your past and look at your parents and your grandparents, and if you're blessed enough to know your great-grandparents or anybody else in your lineage, and you begin to look at how they were from objective perspective, right? Like, almost like you're on the outside looking in versus being on the inside. When you step back and you begin to do that self-examination and analysis, you begin to see how parts of you are just like them. And majority of the time, they're the parts that you said you wasn't going to be. They're the parts that you said, that's not going to be my life. I'm not going to do that. But the thing is that as the times change, the way we follow those patterns, they just become different, right? We don't do it in the familiar way that we've seen and experienced growing up. No, we begin doing them in an unfamiliar way. We begin following them in a way that corresponds with how our society is set up now. So, no, I'm not following anything that my mama did. You know, I don't know too much about my dad, so I can't really say too much about, you know, what I may have picked up from him. But I was just like, nah, I'm a female, so I'm looking at a female perspective. No, I'm not being like my mom. I'm not being like my grandmother. I'm not being like my great-grandmother. I'm not being like any of the women that are, you know, generations before me. But I was. Because the web of who I was, it was so intricate. It was so tangled that it took a really long time for me to unravel. Because the person that I was didn't just form when I became 18 and I became an adult, right? It started forming when I was 4, 5, 6 years old. I started forming into this person, these belief systems of who I was or how I should act or how I should interact with other people. All of that formed when I was a child, and I just built upon it. And it formed based on the experiences that I had growing up, those people that I was surrounded by. And so I began to look at life as, you can look at it as like a tangled comb. You know, some people refer to it as an onion where you got to peel back layers. And that's great because, yeah, you do have to peel back layers. But the thing is those layers are not always easy to peel back. And that's why I say life is more like a fucking tangled comb. Because when you get a comb tangled in your hair, especially if you have curly hair. Listen, a few years ago, my daughter Eliana, who has really curly hair like me, her, with the help of her sister, got her hair tangled in a comb. And it was just not an easy, you know, we'll just untwist it to get it out. We had to untwist knots. We had to twist and turn it different ways to get different pieces of hair uncaught. It wasn't easy. There was many different maneuvers that we had to do. We had to maneuver the comb different ways, rather, to get it out of her hair. And I guarantee you, it only took maybe a minute and a half to get that comb tangled in her hair. But trust and believe, to get that comb untangled from her hair took a good 10 to 15 minutes. And that's without cutting her hair. See, sometimes we need to cut the hair. There's a pieces of us that we need to cut off. We can untangle them and allow them to still be part of us. But in the end, we need to cut them off. And I think the process of unraveling who you are and examining yourself and saying, this is what I want to keep of me and this is what I don't want to keep of me, is like that tangled comb in your hair. You can untangle it. You know, you might have a few knots left from it, but those knots might be the things that you have to cut off. Those are the things that have to go. Those are the things that you got to say, this doesn't align with who I want to be. And that's how you take back your control in life. See, a lot of us go through life thinking that, you know, we've got this. But life is going to happen regardless, right? It's going to show up regardless. But it's what we do with it. It's what we do with those moments with those situations, with those struggles and those demons that come up. It's what we do with them. It's how we face them. It's how we untangle them that determines, is our life going to continue to go in a direction that we want it to go? Or are we going to continue to fall prey to the outdated belief systems in generational curses and patterns of our, of those that have gone before us? Are we going to be them? Or are we going to be us? Are we going to break that off of us so that we can be the best version of ourselves? So we can give that best version of ourselves to the ones that are directly connected to us, like our spouses, our children, our closest friends, the people that we come in contact with day to day? Or are we just going to let life just keep happening? And so, as I found myself on a chilly fall day doing something that I didn't think that I would do a year ago, driving to the courthouse to file divorce paperwork, thinking to myself, how did I get here? Because I swore I was not going to be a part of this statistic. I wasn't going to be a divorcee. I wasn't going to be a single mama. I wasn't going to be renting an apartment. I was going to have my own home, my own car, all that stuff. So how did I get here? Life showed up. And it showed up in the form of patterns and generational curses that I was vaguely aware of, but I never took the time to actually sit with them and dig deep and self and examine myself and the things that I do and the person I am and why I do those things. Why do I believe I have to be that way? Why do I react certain ways? See, when you get to the root of that stuff, that's when you can finally start answering questions like, how did I get here? Because yeah, you got here because of life and what happened in life and what life threw at you. But it was also of how you handled it. And you can only handle it with the tools and the resources that you have available to you. And if you limit yourself to what you've always known, what you've grown up with, you're going to continue to ask yourself, how did I get here? How did I get here? How do I untangle this web? How do I untangle this comb from my fucking hair? How do I cut off the pieces of me that I don't like? But most of the time, we won't ask ourselves those questions. Most of the times, we will just say, I'm broken. I'm a broken person. And so I'm just going to end on this note. And we'll pick up here in the next podcast. You're not fucking broken. You are a whole human being. You are an amazing fucking human being. Your potential and your power locked within you, if you were to release it, you'd be unstoppable. And not in a way that you would like conquer the world or be overly successful or anything, but in a way that you would be peacefully whole and confident in who the fuck you really are. Let me say that again. You would be peacefully whole and confident in who the fuck you are. Not in who everybody else believes you to be. Not in the person that you started developing into when you was a child based on your experiences in childhood and those that you trusted, those adults that you trusted to care for you. No, I'm talking about you. You would know without a doubt who you were authentically and know that you are not broken. You would have a peace so firm. And I'm not talking about like quietness and everything's calm and collective and all together. No, I'm talking about a peace that even in the middle of a storm, you still know that you're not broken. You know who you are, and you know that you're whole, and you know that you're amazing, and you know that whatever that storm brings, whatever that storm is raining at that moment, you still can stand in your peace, and you can still be whole, and you're still going to make it out on the other side. And so I welcome you to the Peacefully Whole podcast, where we will dive into topics such as generational curses and your mindset and overcoming some of those roadblocks that you have to taking action and changing your life and changing your thought process and knowing who you are. And I just want to say thank you for being here. I will talk to you next time.